representing from LA to Long the Bay.
Talk Radio.
To the OG from the West Coast, DJ Shadow. Keeping all bases covered. Let's go.
I am a sinner. Who's probably gonna sin again? Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. This don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
She hating on riches of beer. 100K I put that on my wrist. $200 put that on your. You and your model put that on my list. Oh, there he go in that foreign again. Killing the fever in the core in the end. Murder she wrote.
Up, you got the commish here live on OFL After Dark, 12:04 a.m. Saturday morning on the East Coast. Supposed to have Redemption calling in from Team Bounty Gate. Speaking of Team Bounty Gate, two big time acquisitions they signed on here in the last 2 days. Yesterday, as you know, they got the Madden champion out of Vegas tournament runner-up Dippin' Dots to sign on with them. A lot of people consider him the best player out of Texas, and they got him, which that just took their team to a whole nother level. And then today they went ahead and grabbed another big-time player, the Madden coach, who also sells his e-books out there at, I think it's themaddencoach.com or teachmadden.com, one or the other, I forget. Some really good e-books out there. Freddy Krueger, the leader of Team Bounty Gate, really making moves signing the Madden coach and Dippin' Dots. And then just prior to signing those two, he went on a binge, basically, and got Dynasty LJ, really underground type player, really good. Slay Island 9XX, big-time tournament player. Doesn't participate in tournaments as much as you would think, but when he does, he shows up and plays. Mr. Dietz, a strong league player. You know Jay Mills, now going by Jay Jerk, big-time player. Pro Sports, big-time up-and-comer. You got Redemption, who's going to be calling in. He just beat a member of Team Houston earlier and probably should have beat another member of Team Houston, Savage, in the doubleheader. On the back end of that doubleheader, but Savage took a really nice opening kickoff in the second half, and that kind of changed the momentum. But what a game, 13-10. Green Boy, new guy, don't know anything about him. Then you got, you know, everybody's favorite, Pad to Chad Jackson. You got the great 8684, very talented player. Goes under the radar. Maybe hasn't lived up to the hype coming out of Alexandria, as most people thought, but he can play. And then brand new to Madden this year, and we talked to him a couple nights ago on the radio. You got Hitman Big Ray. His future's real, real bright in here. So it's exciting to see what Team Bounty Gate's really working on right now. Possibly the strongest team out there. Speaking of which, Group 5 Single League has started. Invites have been sent. Make sure you guys go ahead and accept your invites. Get the right team. If you forget what team you chose, just go to www.oflnow.proboards.com, our forum, and you can click Group 5 Single Team Selection, and we'll show everybody who has who. And the predictions are out. John Buck already got them sent over to me. We're going to go over them here in a little bit. They're pretty interesting. The only thing we have right now is the Tombstone 32. There's three or four spots left. Make sure you get in there. It's only $9. Shop.oflnow.com. $200 instantly to the winner. And we have big news coming up. We are currently working on the newest league, and it's going to blow some people's minds. But let's go right to the callers here. We got a caller coming in from the 609 area code. 609, you're now live with the commish here on OFL After Dark. Could you state your gamer tag for all the loyal listeners out there?
Redemptions 315.
Oh, Redemption. That's, how are you doing?
I'm doing good right now, thank you.
Watch that doubleheader you put out there tonight. If you guys out there missed it, that was a special game that you played there on the back end of that doubleheader against Savage. Now, you did come up 3 points short, but really looked like the Madden gods were really pushing for him to win. Saw a bunch of drop picks on your side. The kickoff return was absolutely insane. And a couple other big plays went his way. Would you agree with that?
I definitely agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Redemption, how do you feel about Freddy Krueger really going out and getting all these players on Team Bounty Gate, picking up the Madden coach and Slay Island, Dynasty LJ, and you can't overlook dipping X dots at all. How about all these, and Mr. DC? I mean, five guys like that in the last week. Do you feel Team Bounty Gate is the strongest team out there?
Team Bounty Gate is a premier team, top of the line team. Until we show up and play, that's when we all know that we are legit. I mean, as of right now, I mean, we're a premier team. There's a rookie, all pro, you know, Madden, all Madden, and then premier, man. We're going to be in the highlights. You know what I mean? It's just, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're challengers, period.
Okay, and I understand that completely. My next question is the team tournaments that are going to be coming out shortly, they're going to be 3v3. So we'll probably see multiple teams out of Team Bounty Gate. What will be the strategy Team Bounty Gate will take? Will you take your top three or who you think are your top three, put them on one team? Will you balance your teams out? How will you go about it, and who will be making these decisions?
I mean, we're going to look at the rules of the tournament itself. We're all going to talk about it, man. I mean, me and Fred, we were talking about having a team. And I said, look, man, if I'm going to have a team, I like to be called Team Bounty Gate because it's a team game. We all are important. So, if anything, I would like to hear from everyone, you know, best ideas, worst ideas, you know. We are like a second family, period, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're there to help each other, see how it is. You know, I try to play the most legit way possible, you know. I hardly ever throw any blitz. That's the funny thing, man.
But yet you have one of the best ranked defenses in the game.
Yeah, that is totally on my focus and energy I put into defense. It's just because I don't want to, the moment I realize that my opponents are running 400, 300 yards on me, that's when I realize stop on what I'm doing on offense, just focus on defense.
Right.
I mean, We're going to talk about it, period. We're all going to be a part of it, conversation-wise. Skill level.
So you think...
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to pose the biggest threat? Because, I mean, you got a lot of teams out there. Team Sexual Chocolate just called in last night. Every single one of their four members has been ranked number one at one point or another. You'll have Team ICUP, also known as Team Balkino. You got them. You got Houston. You can't overlook Team Houston. I know you just went in back-to-back battles with them. You know how good they are. I know I'm forgetting some other teams out there, but they're there and they're waiting. What do you think?
I think that they know we're a contender. I mean, pretty sure all these teams, they have high top players. No problem who it is. It's just, I just think everyone has a chance to win, period, man. You cannot overlook someone because that's when the moment you will lose. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. That's why my mindset is, you know, I'm going to tell this to everyone in Team Mountaingate, don't overlook your opponent. Just like real-life football, man, don't overlook your opponent. Find his weakness and attack. Bait him. That's my metaphor, yo. That's what I go through. I bait him. I'll let him get the yards so I can hit him because fatigue is on. So if he's going to overuse a player, the fumble's going to come. The baiting will cause picks. So that's my idea. Team Balkano and Team NWO.
NMO, yep. There's another one I forgot. I knew I was forgetting.
Everyone else.
Else.
I mean,
yep.
You know, you got to respect your opponent to be your opponent. That's how I feel about it.
Do you think Team Houston respects anybody?
Team Houston? I mean, yes. I mean, it's a part of the game, man. At the end of the game, when the game's over, we handshake it. And no matter what, even if you don't like it, even if you lose, you still got to give them a handshake. It's how they play. That's where respect comes. I respect Team Houston. We played hard. Yeah.
I know you respect them, but do you think Team Houston respects anybody?
You gotta ask them. I can't answer another team's answer.
Okay.
But my opinion would be, yeah.
Speaking of Team Houston, that brings me to another point that you wanted to discuss a couple days ago, and we couldn't get you on the radio. Let's talk a little bit about people playing the computer and stat boosting and putting 100 points up. Does there need to be a cap where you can only score so many points? If so, what's the amount?
Of course. I mean, below 50, below 600 yards will be nice. Below 7 touchdowns will be nice. I mean, it's not fair. It's true that some people have hard times playing the computers. But what about those people who don't and take it like a breeze? And then you just putting up 1,000 yards with 17 touchdowns with just outrageous records you're breaking. But the thing is, you're taking advantage because you're going to get the XP points for them. I mean, I wish I could play be like that. Thing is, you're going to win the MVP. What's the point of even having an MVP race when it's already determined and, the head coach of the year and at multiple – see, here's the thing. The single seasons, it doesn't matter. You can go ahead and do it. But when it's multiple, when it's more than one, that's when I have a problem. Because at the beginning of the new season, guess who's getting all the XP points? Someone who actually, you know, I don't want to say did not try because he beat the shit out of the computer. But what I'm saying is he didn't get it legitimately. He didn't get his – he played against a computer where you can manipulate. You can manipulate the computer, period. And, you know, that's not my opinion. That's how I feel. It just – it's something a little bit wrong about it. You know, you put the asterisk there for Barry Bonds because he did steroids.
See,
that's
exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
You know, people say Barry Bonds, oh, home run derby. Come on, man. A-Rod, same thing to you, man. I mean, Hank Aaron is a true home run derby, man. That's my opinion. You know?
Now, we got a lot of new members with the Group 5 single kicking off here. I know you're not in that league. You're in a lot of other leagues, so you sat this one out. But we got tons of new members jumping in there. We have the Madden coach and Dip and X-Dots, two big-time players, and we spoke about them a little earlier about joining Team Bountygate. We also have another guy out of Houston, although he's not you know, part of Team Houston. Maybe one day he will be. We have Storyteller 2010, Maniac XD, another new member. He was in a prior league, and he dropped out pretty early, and he rejoined. I guess he realized what he was missing. Chico Machiavelli, really, really strong player. Some Serious 55, another new guy. The FM Messiah, really, really strong player. Working a lot with OFL now, Jay Jerk, previously known as Jay Mills. They're doing a lot of labbing together. Chico Machiavelli. You're seeing Bronco back in there. You're seeing Go-Go's 2312, Meth Addict 11, Teflon Don 1003, Quick Draw McGraw 3, Adidas New York City 26. So a lot of new members in that Group 5 single, mixed in with some familiar names like Fat Magic 420 or Bad to Chad Jackson. What do you think is contributing to these new members getting in here?
Twitch. I know.
Twitch?
Yeah, I mean, Twitch. Just actually people, you know, spreading the word. I mean, it's a legit franchise, man. I mean, what you run is, in my opinion, better than anything out there. And these people should realize that, man. They should realize that.
I appreciate that. Now, but the one thing we're noticing, we noticed it starting last week, and it's looking at it right now, and the leagues are looking the same, you know. Games aren't getting played as fast. We had a lot of autos last week. Is it due to the lack of motivation of the gamers? Is it just that time of the Madden season? Is it because football's over? What do you think is contributing to this?
I'm going to have to say a little bit of everything, man. I mean, nobody knows tomorrow. Life can just throw hail makers at you. Could that motivation-wise, yeah. I mean, you see some players with their runners, how they play, and other people may get offended for it. And then also, I mean, how much do they really love football? I mean,
right.
A little bit of everything. I can literally draw the whole wall with explanations. I'm not going to go in real detail. We only got, 20 minutes?
Yeah,
but,
not even anymore.
Yeah.
Well, let's go right into the group. Let's go back to Group 5 there, like we were talking about. And John Campbell Buck released his, his routinely group, you know, preseason picks. Let's just take a look at a couple of divisions specifically and talk about each winner. In the NFC East, he has BBNTG, 3MZilla, 4 winning. You know much about him?
No, I do not.
No, you don't?
No.
Okay. Well, they have him going above Fat Magic right now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't played Magic either. That's the funny thing, man. I would love to play him, but I haven't played him yet.
Right. So, and then you got RVA Furminator and a new guy, Adidas NYC, that I don't think Buck had much information on Adidas, so who knows about that guy. Then in the North, he has We Witnesses Green Bay taking that division, and he's in there with 3 new guys, Quick Draw McGraw, Teflon Don 1003, and Meth Addict 11. Witnesses, you know, really quietly moving up. He's number 13, I believe, ranked. What do you think about that?
I mean, it's well-deserved, the way how he plays pretty great, man, when he's focused. I mean, I played against once. he beat me down. That's when I got to realize I got to start playing differently. I mean,
right
much
on.
Respect.
Yeah. Right on. Now, in the South, this one surprises me. He has Matternall's Carolina Panthers winning the division with beating out SC Bolt 21 Saints. And he actually has Finesse Gigolo, who I believe is ranked 20th in last.
Oh, wow. Last?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got no comment about that, man. That's kind of like a wait-and-see situation. Finesse Gigolo does have the talent, you know. He can elevate his game. It's just... You know,
we'll have to wait and see. I'm just surprised to see Matternall in first and Bolt in second. Bolt has just won a couple $200 yesterday in two fast fours. He's up to around $700 or $800 in prize money right now. If I had to pick or choose, I'd put my money on Bolt to win that division. But you know, Buck's been right. John Campbell, Buck's been right before. He picked the exact Super Bowl in season one with PB, and I forget who. Last season, he had Savage in the Super Bowl. Now he had him losing, but he had him there. That's pretty impressive. Keep in mind, he was an original handicapper, which, you know, they basically do the spreads for DonBest.com until he got fired for drinking too hard, but whatever. It is what it is. Everybody is human. Now, let's take a look at the West here. He has the effing Messiah, Seattle, winning that division, and I know this guy's a really strong player, Bronco. He comes out of the Madden World Syndicate. Every player that comes out of there is really strong. He has his Niners second, and then he has Pro Sports finishing up, you know, in the basement there. What do you think about those picks?
I'm going to have to say number four, Arizona, got potential. That's Pro Sports right there. For the other three, I really don't know, but the fact is the teams they have. I mean, Seattle, premier team, San Francisco. Really, you know how well with the, you know, Kaepernick, if you do well with them, then you're stand out. I mean, that defense stacked. St. Louis, defense is stacked. It's just the offense are the problems. Arizona's the wild card. Arizona always been the wild card, in my opinion.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
well, let's take a look at the let's move on. We're running out of time here. Let's take a look at the AFC. Let's go right to the East. And once again, that new member, Chico Machiavelli, and I'm telling you, keep your eye on him. This guy's a strong player. He's got the Dolphins in first, and he's got your boy Double J 125 sitting there second with the Jets. Double J's always seem to disappoint and not live up to the hype, although he is a really strong player, so I mean no disrespect. But John Buck actually picked him to win the Super Bowl in the last, I think it was Group 2 multiple. You agree with
yeah.
Double J being there in second?
Let's see. Hitman Big Ray third, Boozy fourth, Chico
mm-hmm.
one, Double J two. Wow, Miami and the New York Jets. I mean, Double J loves the Jets. The funny thing is right now, I'm playing Double J right now, man.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna,
That's what we got right there. But keep your eye on Machiavelli. Let's go right to the north. And he's got right there again another Madden World Syndicate player, VX Assassin XA. He's got his Cincinnati Bengals in first. And then basically he's got a two-man race between him and Bad to Chad's Baltimore Ravens. They're both really strong players. I personally don't think Chad can keep up with Assassin, and apparently Buck doesn't either. John Campbell, Buck, that is to all you listeners, not Buck Sweet doing these picks. So what do you think about that? Are you familiar with VX Assassin at all?
Yes, I do. I did play him a couple times, and he did beat me.
Mm-hmm.
First game was, second game was closer, to my opinion. Bad to Chad, you know what? They actually did play against each other. Assassin won 5 points, 33-28.
Yeah,
I'm
I expect them
bad
to be high-scoring games.
Yeah. He got it correct. I mean, Bad to Chad is the wild card, though. He is the
right,
wild card.
Right. Now let's take a look at the South here. I'm in this division. He picked me last. He always picks me last, but rightfully so. I don't think I've won a game in this month. But this looks to be the weakest division to me by far. I'm sitting here in fourth. Houston, you got that new guy, Storyteller 2010, we spoke about. Don't really have a clue what he's all about. At number two, you have Night Killer 6, Jacksonville Jaguars. He's in one or two other leagues. He hasn't quite blossomed yet, but we'll see. He's got some talent. And then number one, he got the Colts' Cushman 28G, who's in about everything. He's a really good player. So I agree with what he's doing with those picks, but by far that looks like the easiest division. No disrespect to any of those players, but would you agree on that one?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd have to go 100% with that, especially when you compare it to this division. This is the AFC West. This is quite possibly the strongest division in any of the leagues. There's going to be a lot of names that a lot of you members, 100-plus members we have, aren't familiar with. Just trust me with these. Some of these guys are really strong in here. The only other division, well, there's a lot of divisions that are really tough, but the group one multiple NFC West might be just as strong as this. I got Peel, PB, Buck Sweep, and Reddy in it. But this one's really tough. At number one, he has Kansas City, run by Dippin X Dots. Speaking of Buck Sweep, Dippin X Dots, if you guys aren't familiar, took runner-up in the Xbox One Madden Championships out there in Vegas. So really, really strong player. Once again, out of the Madden World Syndicate. Them guys can really play. Look for a lot of noise out of him. He's also joined Team Bounty Gate. So he's rolling with your team. Have you got a chance to meet him at all, Redemption?
No, not yet. But we will, since the team, you know what I mean, team playoffs and all that.
Right. Yeah, look for him to make a lot of noise. Just a strong all. I mean, based one of the best players in the world. Most people consider him the best player out of Texas. So keep your eye on him. At number two, Denver. About that life, too. He plays in Group 4 Fantasy or Group 1 Fantasy, if I'm not mistaken. He only has one loss. He's really strong. Have you come across this guy at all?
Not at all. I haven't played against
him. That's what I mean. You're going to see a lot of new names in here. I think About That Life is ranked. If he's not ranked now, he has been. He just doesn't have a large game sample size of games. At number three, this guy could easily win the division. San Diego, the Madden coach, he does e-books out there. I think he's got a website. It's either teachmadden.com or themaddencoach.com. I always get them confused. Have you come across him? He's actually just joined Team Bounty Gate, too. Freddy Krueger jumped on both him and Dippin' Dots right away and got him in there.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And then in the bottom is Believe in Monsters. And we all know Believe in Monsters has been ranked as high as number six at one point. Monsters can flat out play, you know, coming from Team Balkino. Unfortunately, you can't all get in the playoffs, but I actually think three of those four teams will get in the playoffs. And then Buck has in the AFC Championship, he has Dippin' X Dots winning the AFC Championship, and he has the FM Messiah's Seahawks winning the NFC, and then he has Dippin' X Dots, Kansas City Chiefs winning it all. You agree with that? I mean, that's Team Bounty Gate. Why would you disagree, right?
Exactly right.
So that's that. Oh, shit, we had a caller on hold this whole time. 412, sorry for keeping you on hold, man. You got 30 seconds. What do you want to talk about tonight? You got the commish here and you got Redemption.
Nick X Marks, Nick X 45. I want to talk about
Snake. All right, thanks for calling, Snake Eyes. We're out of time. Thanks, guys. We'll see you here tomorrow. Peace.
Take care.